Zarachot Yisrael, Pasha Shmini, day 5, next step from 41b. Rabbi Yossi, Pasach, Rabbi Yossi, opens this course. Raman, he said, Kol amal adam lefihu, all the work of a person is for his mouth, in Kohala 6. Yisrakalna, b'mili d'shlom malka, I gazed in the words of King Solomon, v'kulu achidin v'chochnu ila, and they're all united, his eternal wisdom. Some of the things he says may seem to be simple, if you look in the books of the Lord, Kohelis, and Mishle, and Shashirim, but Rabbi Yossi understands secrets what's going on. He sees that everything Shlomo said was very, very deep and connected with very high things. Kol olam amal adam lepihu, all the work of a person is for his mouth. So what in the world does this mean? What's the point of this? What is someone so wise as Shlomo concerned about saying such a thing? Hi, Kwa, this verse, what are they talking about? B'shaita d'dainan le d'panosh, b'hal alma. At the time when they judge a person in that world, meaning after he leaves this world and comes to the next place, see if it's written, Kol ha'o dina, all of that judgment, v'chol man d'sovu b'hal alma, and everything that he bore, that he bared in this world. Nakman v'nei l'kmasa d'alma, and they avenge from him the vengeance of the world, the fiyu from his mouth. What does that mean? Begin piyu, because of his mouth. Delo not to lay, that he didn't guard it. V'sa'av lay l'nafshe, he purified his soul. Los davik v'sitra v'chayi, he wasn't not become attached to the side of life, the sitra d'yamina, the right side. So it means that a person should see all the things he does in this world, and usually a person is always talking about what's going on, so all his work should mean that he should speak good things, say positive things, say holy things, stay away from negative things, stay away from slander, because this is one of the main things that they judge him on in the next world. The verse continues, V'gam nefesh lo misi malei, and also the soul should not be filled. What does that mean? Lo sishtalim dinoha la'olam alo me'almen. Its judgment should not be completed forever into eternity. So a person should be very careful what he says, because each word goes out for infinity, lasts forever, is eternal, and makes imprint in all the universes, and is very powerful. The tongue is stronger than the sword. Therefore it's very careful, necessary to be careful what we say. Only say things of light, coming from a good place. Another explanation, Lo si moli will not be filled, Lo si shtalim not be completed, L'salka l'asroho l'almen, ever to ascend to its place above. Begin to hoi starvus, because behold, it was impurified, his darkness was attached to the other soul. It says, Napshi yasav adabro, my soul went out with his word, what in Kutiran, that the soul goes out in the words. So the person said, bad words, chas v'shalom, it's a very strong connection to the negative side. So therefore, Shlomo Melech is giving us the information, how careful to be to say good things. Rabbi Yitzchak Kama, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kol man l'istarvuhu, anyone is purifying in them, meaning the negative side, as if you worship idols. The Yitzchak of Hashem was the abomination of Hashem. Even it's written, Lo sochal kol teiva, don't eat any abomination. So besides what goes out of a person's mouth, the Zohar explains the verse as referring to what comes inside of a person's mouth, what a person eats. A person should stay away from foods that are not kosher, because they're connected with the other side, and also attaches the soul very strongly to the negative side. The Torah warns to stay away. Man lepolach avodah zarah, one who worships idols, nofek misitra dechaye, goes out from the side of life. Nofek mishusa kadisha, he goes out from the holy domain. Va'ayel mishusa achra, he enters into the other domain, meaning of non-holiness. Because as Baal Shem Tov brings, a person is where his mind is, where his spiritual essence is. The person through his acts connects himself with the negative side, that's where he is. Even though physically you might not see any difference, a person should always be sure to be connected to the side of Kedusha, holiness, with positive energies. It all depends upon what he says and what he does. And the great part, what goes outside of the mouth and what comes in. Of man is star bahani michli, also one who was impurified with those foods, things that are not kosher. Nafik misitra dechai, he goes out from the side of life. Nafik mishu kadisha, and he exits from the domain of holiness. The oil of mishu sa'achra, he enters into the other domain. Though not only that, Kala de star by alma, becomes impurified in this world, but alma doesn't in the world to come. Nothing is just because he ate in this world, so it's a physical thing, and won't have imprint in the next world where the body is not there, and the soul leaves. But because of what the soul did, and where it was connected when it was with the body, so that makes an internal imprint upon it. forever after, even after it leaves the body. Now, Dora, because of this, means Nes and Banksi, it's written you should come purified in them. If a person doesn't eat them, and the word Nesem is from impurified below Aleph, is written without the letter Aleph, meaning that the person became purified, it left him the Aleph Alufo Shel Olam, Hashem, who is the prince, singular one of the world, like the Aleph is the first letter, and Aleph also means the prince. You see, when it's written Lo Sitamu Es Nashal Sechem, do not impurify your souls, but the Hemu, the Oaf, the animal, and the bird, or the Chol Asher Timoso Adama, everything that swarms on the earth, Asher Galti Yoschem Atamei, I separated for you to be impure. Zohar, Chol Yisrael, Parshas Shmini, Day 5, the continuation. In this excerpt from 41b, it says, Belazar Rabbi Yosef, Kamei to Rabbi Shimon Ovoi. Belazar is sitting in front of Rabbi Shimon, his father. And we know Belazar is the son of Rabbi Shimon. So that's the Zohar. So why does the Zohar mention it over here? Coming to teach us that this coming, following lesson is a flow from father to son, from the intrinsic level of father, which is Abba Chochma, to son, which is Tiferes. Amalei said to him, what does it mean? This that we learned was a known teaching. Zaman Kutchabichu, La Dako Lul Israel, the only blessed be he in time to come will purify Israel. But how? Amalei said to him, Kamar Siva, as is written, Zarakti Elechem Maim Tahurim, and I'll spritz upon you pure water, with Haitem you'll come pure. In Cheskel 36. Kivin Distakon, once they are purified, miskachin, they'll be sanctified. What does this mean? You know, the purity, tahara, comes from the sphere of Bina. Bina, the external, from its external aspect, is awakened judgments. And from that, the whole side of impurity eventually comes down from the judgments. The internal part of Bina is pure, so Bina is the source of hamtak, of sweetening, sweetens the judgments. So it sweetens all the energies of impurity which come from the left side, from the judgments. So there is Tara. So we go to Mikveh. Mikveh is in Bina, and it purifies. Once a person reaches the purity through Bina, they can climb to the next level, which is Chachma, which is called Kodesh, holy. And there already is above becoming impure. A person reaches the level, it's explained in Chassidus, from Iskafya to Ishafcha, from a level of subjugating the negative energies inside of himself and in the world, to turning them around to be completely good. He becomes completely good. And the beard in his heart is turned into good energies. So he climbs up from level to level. Israel, the staff can be the Kutrapichu, and Israel, that they are attached to him, to whom blessed be he, Kodeshikum, and they're called holy. You see, it's written, Kodesh Israel Hashem. Israel is holy to Hashem, Rishi is to us, at the beginning of his crop, his produce of grain, the year you too. And Kodesh means that we're attached to Chachma. So it says Reishis, the beginning, which is always related to Chachma. It says Reishis Chachma, Chachma is the beginning. And to us, it was like grain, because wheat comes from Chachma, Chachma Yilah. We have the special connection to Hashem, to go from Tara to Kedusha, from Bina to Chachma, related to Hashem in both places, from this unification of Chachma and Bina, a constant unification, as Rizal explains, so we're always united with Hashem. Because even it's written, Anshi Kodesh to Yuli, and you should be holy people to me, in Shmos 22. Which means you have this root in Kedusha and holiness. Use it. Aspire to it. Connect with it. Be there. Zakorin in Israel. Met worthy are they. Israel. The Kutchabichu Komar Alayu. The Holy Blessed be. He says about them. Visan Kedoshim. You shall be holy. Ki Kedoshani Hashem. Because I Hashem am holy. Yinuchsibuhu. Because it's written. Uvosidbok. And you should be attached to him. And this is the point of the entire Torah. To have the Vekus. Cleave to Hashem at all times, be aware and experience His presence in everything you do, in every thought, word, and deed. So even it's written, Do not do so to every nation, and the judgments do not make known to them, which means do not make known to them the judgment, which is the fairest, the balanced way of what to say no to and what to say yes to in this world, to cleave to Him. Hashem gives the privilege of knowing things we have to separate ourselves from in this world. From forbidden foods, for example, and things to cleave and be attached to, like eating on Shabbos and saying holy words. And to this we have a special connection to him. We thank him for this privilege and we praise him. And to them 147.